for Meet the Mayor, a public affairs presentation of radio station KAUS in the interest of a well-informed community.
Last night's city council meeting, big decisions made. A lot went on, so always a pleasure to welcome our mayor, Mayor Steve King, to the program. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, John. Good to be back with you and your listeners.
Absolutely. We appreciate you being here. Before we dive into the big news out of the council meeting last night, we always start with awards, recognitions, and presentations.
Yeah, we do. We had I'd like to highlight those citizens that donate money and or time to the city, and we had some monetary donations last week. I want to recognize Belita Schindler, $500 to the bike club. Her daughter, Liesl Schindler, $500 donation to the bike club. And then about $5,800 from the Austin Area Foundation through the Paul Warlean Trust went to maintenance of the Warlean Park. So happy to have those and always appreciate those folks that donate money to the city.
Absolutely. Like I said, we're all in this together and everybody contributing. It's a pretty cool thing when people give of their own time and treasure.
Absolutely. Very heartening. But the rest of the meeting, John, was wastewater treatment plant, and more wastewater treatment plant. So pretty big endeavor coming up for the next 3.5 years. We have our nearly 100-year-old facility served us well, but needs to be upgraded through some state legislation on phosphorus limitations and other issues we might have with a 100-year-old facility. So we're looking at about a $105 million project coming over the next three and a half years. And with that is going to come some pain, I guess, if you will, from user fees, sewer fees that show up on your utility bill. Will go from, over the next, 5 to 7 years, it'll be from about $35 to up to about $65. Now, the encouraging part is if the legislature does approve us for some bonding money, from state bonding money, we requested $20 million. We were told that a good chunk of that was in the bonding bill. It never got passed. So there's still a little bit of hope here that that bonding bill will be passed and will be included in that. So time will tell.
And I don't want to get into gymnastics over semantics. Are we upgrading the current plant? Are we building a new plant, or a combination of both?
I think it's more of a combination of both. Every building will be touched out there. Every operation will be, well, some renovation or a tear down and build, but it's more of a everything will be touched. So in my mind, I see a complete overhaul. Whether we take down all the buildings, that's not necessarily the case, but every building will have some structural touching of it. So we'll see where this goes.
Yeah, and from what I was reading in some of the notes from some of the other counselors last night, the really upside of this, or good thing, is that with the reconstruction, reconfiguration, or updating, whichever way we want to say it, mm-hmm. it's able to be all done on that site. There's not a need to move to another site or to access more land or anything else. We can keep it within that footprint.
Absolutely. It's staying where it's at, and for all very good reasons. And I really credit our engineering department for this. This is a really big animal, and a lot of knowledge and expertise goes into that. They don't certainly have it all, but they know where to find it. So we sent it out for some bids, and we have help with the other engineering aspects of engineering firms that do have a huge knowledge base of wastewater treatment plant, because we want to do it right. And our folks can't know it all, so we go to those that do, and it'll be a really, really big project. But I do credit Stephen Lang and Mitch Wenham for and their folks they work with to get us where we're at and to make this something that's going to be hopefully around for another 100 years.
And really, to get to the crux of what got us here is that we have state mandated upgrades that need to be done, but they were unfunded, so it kind of puts us in an awkward position that we have to do it. We just have to find our own way forward.
Yep. Some of the state, legislation has said we need to limit phosphorus to a degree more than we're doing now, and that comes with some changes in our plant and how we operate it. But also, we've certainly kept up with it and done some improvements over the years. This is just something else, like you said, a mandate from the state that makes us move, and so we have to move on this.
All right, before we run out of time, let's move on to something, a couple of other things, kind of happier news. First
sure.
One was actually making an official designation concerning the Austin Artworks Festival.
Yep, that's what are we in the 12th year, 11th year? Anyway, a good. We're always happy to support that. Get the volunteers; they do an amazing job getting volunteers. But the city's happy to support that. If we're going to be known as an arts community, we got to sometimes put the checkbook where it's at too. So happy to contribute, whether it's volunteer or some money towards that cause. It's always a great event. This year is going to be no different.
And designating, I guess, as a community festival has some implication for some of the downtown restaurants and such to be able to serve in some to-go style things.
Yep, some of that does impact them, where we, you know, get a lot of more carry things outside that normally you couldn't carry, like a cup of beer. So those kind of things will be, you know, allowed under some modifications of our ordinance based on our classification of a festival. So Everything will be monitored and supervised and enforced, but gives a little more free range of folks to wander outside.
Yeah, makes it a little bit more of a territorial inclusiveness that you can wander around a little bit more freely. The other big one, I find this really fun because, let's face it, Springer Spaniels are just beautiful dogs. And we've got the National Springer Spaniel Championships coming back to town again.
And I'm excited. I want to see that, too. That'd be very interesting. So it sounds like it's kind of a five-day championship, whatever the tournament is. Sometime in November, I think the dates might be 17th to 21st. Not quite certain on that. But they're going to do a few days of fetching up birds, pheasants on land, and then maybe a couple days after the qualifications get reduced down to maybe 20 or so dogs. They'll be out at Eastside Lake Dock. They'll be flinging dead pheasants into the water and shooting a blank pistol or a gun of some nature, and the dog responds and goes and gets that dead floating pigeon or a pigeon.
Pheasant, or whatever it might be.
Brings it back to the owner, the handler. Yeah, so it'd be interesting to see. I love to watch the dogs work like that. It's amazing how smart they can be.
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of some fun, good things coming in the next next little bit.
Sure, and we got the National Night Out, too, tonight. That's fun.
Yes, we've been plugging that.
Interesting time.
You know, go down there and get your hot dog and chips and pop and visit with everybody?
Anytime Dave McKeeken, our chief of police, buys a hot dog, I'm eating it. So, yeah, I'll be down there sometime right away, probably by 4 o'clock, looking forward to my free hot dog.
You want to be the first in line there.
Of course.
We'll try to get down there, too, and see what goes on. Other things we can talk about, well, we got to run. We're up against the clock, but we appreciate your time, and we can probably now stop talking about water treatment plant every day.
Let's hope so for a little bit. Right on. Well, great talking
Steve
to you,
Steve King, we appreciate your time. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
You got it. Take care.
Bye-bye. All right, we got to run. Coming up in just a moment, we'll check in with the United Way of Moore County here on The Voice of Moore County.
Breaking news. We're here live on the scene with the so-called energy hero. Sir, could you tell me how you became an energy hero?